5. Donegan. Baptizo. To immerse repeatedly in a liquid. To submerge. To soak thoroughly. To saturate. Hence, to drench with wine. Metaphorically, to confound totally. To dip in a vessel and draw. Passive. To be immersed. Some lexicographers regard the termination zo, as in baptizo, as a frequentative, indicating a repetition of the act. Hence, they define baptizo to dip repeatedly. But Moses Stuart, a justly celebrated Presbyterian critic in his work on baptism, has clearly shown this to be an error. Indeed, those who oppose us cannot base an objection on this hypothesis, for then would they have to repeat their sprinkling as often as we our immersion. 6. Trevelius, whose definitions are given in Latin, defines baptizo, mergo, abluo, lavo, which we translate, I baptize, I immerse, I cleanse, I wash. The foregoing definitions we have taken directly from the original works of the authors quoted. The definitions following we collate from debates where they were presented in presence of opponents competent to have exposed any want of fidelity to the works from which they were taken. That they are correct, we have no doubt. 7. Scapula. Baptizo. To dip, to immerse. Also to submerge or overwhelm, to wash, to cleanse. 8. Stephanus. Bapto and baptizo. To dip or immerse as we dip things in water for the purpose of dyeing them or immerge them in water. 9. Robertson. Baptizo, to immerse, to wash. 10. Passor. Bapto et baptizo, to dip, immerse, to dye, because it is done by immersing. It differs from dunai, which means to sink to the bottom and to be thoroughly submerged. Metaphorically, in Matthew, afflictions are compared to a flood of waters in which they seem to be immersed who are overwhelmed with the miseries and misfortunes of life, yet only so overwhelmed as to emerge again. 11. Parkhurst. Baptizo. To immerse in or wash with water, in token of purification. Figuratively, to be immersed or plunged in a flood or sea, as it were, of grievous afflictions and suffering. 12. Bretschneider. Baptizo, properly, often to dip, often to wash, to cleanse. In the middle voice, I wash or cleanse myself. An entire immersion belongs to the nature of baptism. This is the meaning of the word. For in baptizo is contained the idea of a complete immersion under water. At least so is baptisma in the New Testament. In the New Testament, baptizo is not used unless concerning the sacred and solemn submersion which the Jews used. Baptisma, immersion, submersion. In the New Testament, it is used only concerning the sacred submersion which the fathers called baptism. 13. Suidas. Baptizo, to sink, to plunge, immerse, wet, wash, purify. 14. Greenfield. Baptizo means to immerse, emerge, submerge, sink. In the New Testament, to wash, perform ablution, cleanse. To immerse, baptize, and perform the rite of baptism. 15. Bass. Baptizo, to dip, immerse, plunge in water, to bathe oneself, to be immersed in sufferings or afflictions. 16. Dr. John Jones. Baptizo. I plunge in water, dip, baptize, bury, overwhelm. 17. Wall. Baptizo. From bapto, to immerse. More frequently, to immerse in the New Testament. To immerse, always in Josephus. Antiquities 9, 10, 2, etc. Polybius, etc. Properly and truly concerning sacred immersion. 18. Hedericus. Baptizo, I plunge, immerse, overwhelm in water, I cleanse, wash, I baptize in a sacred sense. Baptisma, immersion, dipping, baptism. Baptistes, one who immerses, who washes, one who baptizes, a baptizer. 19. Ewing. Baptizo, in its primary and radical sense, I cover with water or some other fluid, In whatever manner this is done, whether by immersion or effusion, wholly or partially, permanently or for a moment. And in the passive voice, I am covered with water or some other fluid in some manner or other. Hence, the word is used in several different senses, referring either mediately or immediately to the primary idea. It is used to denote, first, I plunge or sink completely under water. Second, I cover partially with water. I wet. Third, I overwhelm or cover with water by rushing, flowing, or pouring upon. And in the passive voice, I am overwhelmed or covered with water in that mode. Fourth, I drench or impregnate with liquor by effusion. Fifth, I oppress or overwhelm in a metaphorical sense by bringing afflictions or distresses upon. Sixth, I wash in general without specifying the mode. Seventh, I wash for the special purpose of symbolical, ritual, or ceremonial purification. Eighth, I administer the ordinance of Christian baptism. I baptize. 20. Vocius. Baptizo, to baptize, signifies to plunge. It certainly, therefore, signifies more than epipolasin, which is to swim lightly on top, and less than durein, which is to sink to the bottom so as to be destroyed. 21. Tromios. Baptizo, to baptize, to immerse, to dip. 22. Bagster. Baptizo, to dip, to immerse, to cleanse, or purify by washing, to administer the rite of baptism, to baptize. Baptisma, immersion, baptism, ordinance of baptism. Baptismos, an act of dipping or immersing. 23. Sophocles. Baptizo, to dip, to immerse. Sink, to be drowned, as the effect of sinking, to sink. Tropically, to afflict, soaked in liquor, to be drunk, intoxicated. 24. Lay. Baptizo. The native and proper signification of baptizo is to dip in water or to plunge under water. 25. Richardson. Baptizo. To dip or immerge in water, to sink, to plunge, or immerse. 26. Schottgenius. Baptizo. From bapto, properly, to plunge, to immerse, to cleanse, to wash. 27. Castel. Baptizo. To bathe, baptize, immerse. 28. Constantine. Baptismos, baptism, the act of dying, that is, of plunging. 29. Minhert. Baptizo, to baptize, properly, indeed, it signifies to immerse, to plunge, to dip in water. But because it is common to plunge or dip a thing to wash it, hence it signifies also to wash away. Baptisma, immersion, dipping into, washing, washing away. Properly and according to its etymology, it denotes that washing that is done by immersion. 30. Thayer. Baptizo. 1. Properly, to dip repeatedly, to immerge, submerge. 2. To cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water. To wash oneself, bathe. Metaphorically, overwhelm. Baptisma, New Testament, immersion, submersion. 31. Suser. Baptizo, properly denotes an immersion or dipping into. 32. Anthon. Dr. Anthon, though not a lexicographer, as a scholar, has no superior in America. He says, the primary meaning of the word baptizo is dip or immerse, and its secondary meanings, if ever it had any, all refer to the same leading idea. Sprinkling, pouring, etc. are entirely out of the question. 33. Stoicus. Stoicus defines in Latin and is supposed to give some comfort to those who practice effusion and aspersion. The plan of his work is somewhat different from other lexicographers, as indicated in the title page, which we give as follows. Clavis of Christian Stoicus, professor in public academy at Jena, opening the way to the sacred tongue of the New Testament, exhibiting in convenient order first the general and then the special meaning of words, assisting especially the studies or efforts as well of tyros, that is, amateurs, as of the cultivators of homiletics and exegesis, and then supplying the place of concordances with an index of words, fourth edition, enlarged and improved. By this, it will be seen that he gives first the general and then the specific meanings. Hence, he defines baptizo to wash, to baptize, and then proceeds to define the word specifically as follows. Generally, and by force of the word, it obtains the notion of a dipping and an immersion. Second, specifically and properly, it is to immerse or to dip into water. Figuratively, by metalepsis, it is to wash, to cleanse, because a thing is accustomed to be dipped or immersed in water that may be washed or cleansed, although washing or cleansing can and is accustomed to be done by sprinkling water. Thus we see how it is that baptizo comes to mean wash, because things are accustomed to be dipped that they may be washed. Continuing with Stokios. Baptisma, baptism. 1. Generally, and by force of its origin, it denotes immersion or dipping. 2. Specifically, properly, it denotes the immersion or dipping of a thing into water that it may be cleansed or washed. Hence, it is transferred to designating the first sacrament of the New Testament, which they call the sacrament of initiation, namely, baptism, in which those to be baptized were formerly immersed into water, though at this day the water is only sprinkled upon them, that they may be cleansed from the pollutions of sin, obtain the remission of it, and be received into the covenant of grace as heirs of eternal life. 3. By metaphor, it signifies the miraculous effusion of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other believers, not only on account of the abundance of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, just as formerly water was abundantly poured upon those baptized, or they were immersed deep into the water, but also on account of the efficacy and virtue of the Holy Spirit, which, like living water, refreshes in heart, cleanses from filth, and purifies. Unquote. Thus we have given a perfectly literal translation of the Latin of Stokios, made directly from his original work, that the reader may have the full benefit of it. He shows clearly that baptizo primarily means to dip or immerse, and that it means to wash only because things are accustomed to be dipped that they may be washed. Nor is this all. He most clearly shows that the custom of the present day is a departure from the original practice. As to when, how, and by whom this departure from primitive practice was introduced, we will see at the proper time. He also shows that persons were baptized in early times that they might be cleansed from the pollutions of sin and obtain the remission of it. Will the reader remember this when we come to examine the design of baptism? 34. Schlusner. Baptizo, properly, I immerse and I dip. The Latin, intingo, I sink into the water. From bapto, and corresponds to the Hebrew tabal, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14, in the Alexandrian version, to tabang, in the writings of Symmachus, Psalmody 68 and 5, in anonymous Psalm 9 and verse 6. But it is never used in this signification in the New Testament, but is frequently thus used in Greek writers. Now, because a thing is accustomed to be immersed or dipped in water that it may be washed, hence it marks or denotes, I cleanse, I wash, I purge with water. Thus it is used in Mark 7 and verse 4. Jesus did not wash himself before dinner. Luke 11 and verse 38. Metaphorically, as in Latin, I wet or I soak, I give and supply largely and copiously, I pour forth abundantly. For example, Matthew 3 verse 11. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. It can also be proved that baptizeste, in many places, signifies not only to be washed, but also that one wash himself. Baptisma, baptism, a verbal noun from the passive participle of baptisma, of the verb baptizo. 1. Properly, immersion, dipping into water, a washing. Hence, it is transferred to the sacred rite which par excellence is called baptism, in which formerly those to be baptized were plunged into water that they might be bound to the true divine religion. Thus it is used concerning the baptism which John the Baptist administered by divine command, Matthew 3 verse 7, Luke 7 and verse 29, which par excellence is called the baptism of repentance, because he bound men to a willing obedience to God and an emendation of their spirits. Here, truly, it should be observed that the expression "the baptism of John" has sometimes a wider signification, and by synecdoche it signifies the whole function, institution, and doctrine of John the Baptist. By metaphor, the heaviest afflictions and calamities were endured on account of religion, in which those who sustained them were as if they were submerged, which formerly were not improperly called a baptism in blood. Baptismos, a washing, cleansing, purification. As Schleusner's lexicon, like that of Stokius, is in possession of but very few, and is not published in America, making it almost impossible to purchase it without an order to London, we have given a literal translation made directly from the Latin of his work. And as his language is most cruelly perverted, and those who have not the lexicon are imposed upon by those who are willing to support a favorite dogma at the expense of truth, we have given all he has said which we regard at all calculated to throw any light on the subject. His definition of baptizo is quoted thus: properly to immerse or dip, to plunge in water, from bapto, but in this sense it never occurs in the New Testament. See Louisville Debate, page 487. It was also thus used in debate with us at Flat Creek. By leaving out the words to which the author refers when he says, in this sense it never occurs in the New Testament, he is made to say that baptizo never occurs in the sense of immerse, dip, or plunge into water in the New Testament. By reference to his definition, it will be seen that he says in the sense of tabang it is never used in the New Testament. Tabang means to sink, to be sunk, immersed, as in mire or a pit. And the examples referred to are cases where baptizo is used in this sense without any reference to immersion from that into which the immersion occurred. The author's definition of the noun baptisma, which was left out in the debates referred to, shows that because it does mean immerse, dipping, etc., it is transferred to the sacred rite which par excellence is called baptism, in which those formerly to be baptized were plunged into water. Thus Schleusner was made to say just the opposite to what he did say. Certainly the whole weight of his authority is in favor of immersion as baptism. Thus we have the definition of baptizo from 34 lexicons, most if not all of which were made by paedobaptists, that is, those believing in infant baptism, and with great unanimity they give dip, immerse, or some equivalent word as its primary meaning. Surely, if authority can settle the meaning of a word, the settled meaning of baptizo is to dip or immerse.